Dr. Schneider, the Teddy, now you have pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Barbara Fields. This goes to Adam Thompson. On 6-7-22, Mrs. Fields performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. There's a severe impairment in flow rates, period. There was no significant improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2-1-22, there's been no significant change, period, in paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Anthony Cowan. This goes to Heather Goldfuss, PA. On 6-7-22, Mr. Cowan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12-1-21, there's been no change. Period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Johnson. This goes to Natasha Anderson, FNP. On 6-7-22, Mr. Johnson performed a pre-bronchodilator spirometry and a post- bronchodilator study was not performed due to a patient's reaction to albuterol, period. New paragraph, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity without airways obstruction. And when compared to a study dated 11-30-21, there's been no change, period. Next is a six-minute walk on Sandra Cash. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 6-7-22, Mrs. Cash performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the glomerular saturation was 94%. Period, after walking 217 meters in 6 minutes, her saturation was 93%, period, and paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Vincent Tassone, T-A-S-S-O-N-E. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 6-7-22, Mr. Tassone performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. It was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. Although the air velocity index was greater than 1, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, period, compared to a study dated 2-2-22. There's been no significant change, period, in paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Raymond Brooks. This goes to the VA. On 6-7-22, Mr. Brooks performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. And there was a moderate impairment of flow rates period after bronchodilators. There's minimal improvement, leaving the patient with a moderate impairment in the forced vital capacity. And about airways obstruction, period. The paragraph impression, a moderate restriction and reversible airways obstruction, period. Next is a six-minute walk test on the same patient, Raymond Brooks. This goes to the VA. On 6-7-22, Mr. Brooks performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, a room air saturation was 95%. Period, after walking 240 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%. Period, new paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Karen Heitschew, H-I-T-E-S-H-E-W. This goes to Katie Ward, NP. On 6-7-22, Mrs. Heitschew performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and was a severe impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Period compared to a prior study dated 11/30/21. There's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Grace Pia, PIA. This goes to Jason Honaker, PA. On 6/7/22, Mrs. Pia performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the enlarged bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal and there was minimal airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/8/21, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 6/7/22, Mrs. Terrell performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the enlarged bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a study dated 1/25/22, there's been no change. Period. The paragraph impression: very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Period. Thank you.